Now, what's the taint? Well, the taint is when you spill something and you get it on your clothes and you've got the taint on your clothes. No, that's a stain. No, the taint is the anatomical area between the penis / vagina and the anus.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Welcome back to the No Cap Health Show. And if you're new here, really excited that you're here because especially this episode, of all the episodes going on for the No Cap Health Show, this is probably one of the best ones to just drop into for your first time. You're going to have to fasten your five-point harness as we get ready to go through a video that talks about sunning your perineum and the benefits of sunning your perineum. And I'm going to explain what the perineum is after we play the video. And I have to say, last night I just had finished recording the audiobook for my new upcoming social media book called Influenced: The Impact of Social Media on Our Perception. And it was pretty darn exhausting. It was basically two weekends in a row. And just finished last night, another final session of about 4 hours. So it was almost about 30 hours total. And I just wanted to read the book myself and not have the publisher, which is Penguin Random House, which is a really big publisher. I didn't want them to just like hire a professional reader. I wanted to have the book read in my own words. And so it was a big undertaking, but I'm really glad I did it. It's going to be so great for the listeners, and that's the reason why I did it. So let's get into now this video. So I'm going to play this video, and then we're going to talk about if it's cap or not cap. Here we go.
Think about it. Why would you sun all of your body except for your reproductive organs? Sunning your perineum, men and women, boosts your energy levels, helps you heal faster, and increases cell reproduction. Don't believe me. Do your research, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so I need to explain that this is a video of a guy who is in his backyard. He is naked, and he's got his legs sticking up as if he's delivering a baby, kind of, without the stirrups. But the legs are literally like all the way up. And he's facing the sun. And this is what we have is the video. So let me explain first the anatomy. So what is the perineum? So the perineum is the taint. Now, what's the taint? Well, the taint is when you spill something and you get it on your clothes and you've got the taint on your clothes. No, that's a stain. No, the taint is the anatomical area between the penis / vagina and the anus. That area is called the taint. And so that's the perineum. Now, is this cap or no cap based on what his claims are? Well, I'm not even going to wait for a drum roll. We're just going to go right into it. This is totally 100% free range organic farmers market, farm to table cap. Okay. So there is absolutely no basis, but the confidence of saying, don't believe me, do your research. I mean, there are so many people that are going to believe this. And this is why I do the podcast. I was just talking to my really good friend, Dr. Muneeb Shah, and we were talking about social media and what we're doing. And I was explaining, like, why I'm doing social media. It's just as a public service. By the way, Muneeb Shah's derm doctor. You all know him as derm doctor. And he's awesome. His platform's great. Follow him if you're not following him on all of his platforms. And for me, this is just a public service because I guess I've been really grateful that people look to me for feedback and to assess videos and tagging me often in these types of videos. So that's why I'm doing this, just as a public service. In any case, I think one aspect of this, which is bringing to attention an important topic, is vitamin D. Because when you're out in the sun, you're getting vitamin D. And that's what I want to talk about, is vitamin D and what it does and how to get it. How to get it naturally and safely, for that matter. So first of all, vitamin D is not really a vitamin. As it turns out, it's really more of a hormone. So it has so many more effects than we think, because unfortunately, it's kind of getting thrown in with all the other vitamins, which, don't get me wrong, they're important, like vitamin C and vitamin E and vitamin A, and you go down the list. But vitamin D truly is more acting like a hormone in terms of the effects that it has. So first of all, what are the benefits of vitamin D? Well, number one, it can help fight different types of diseases. There's research that backs up that it can decrease the chance of heart disease and getting a heart attack. It can also reduce the risk of MS or multiple sclerosis. And it also is very powerful for boosting the immune system. So much so that there have been a lot of studies now that when somebody gets COVID, for 1 week, if they take 60,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, that's not 6,000, 60,000, the course of COVID is dramatically less severe than otherwise and also shortened. And that just shows a bit about how powerful it is for boosting the immune system. Also, vitamin D can help with mood and can help reduce the risk of depression as well. And there's some suggestion it can support weight loss. And of course, we all recognize, virtually all of us recognize, that vitamin D is good for growth and development in teens and kids. And even as adults, it's good for our bones and our teeth too. So nobody's doubting about vitamin D. Now, how to get the vitamin D, that is what this video was totally off on. And I have to say, when I'm thinking about that anatomy here and about the taint, you know, between penis and vagina and the anus, and, you know, when I also think about that word and I think about the planet, that somebody actually named the planet Uranus, I have to almost kind of wonder, was it an astronomer who had a really funny sense of humor and is trying to like get people to go, hey, did you see last night Uranus? Because it's just got to be one of those inside things that just gets past all the other astronomers. And somehow, I don't know, when they name planets, if it comes up before a big astronomy committee, the National Science of Astronomers or something like that. I mean, I kind of imagine this conference being a little bit like back in the day when we had the colonists debating if, okay, are we going to break from England? And they have the big Continental Congress meeting and somebody gets up and they make a proposal and then everybody debates it. And of course, this meeting was not a meeting that happened recently with the astronomers. This planet was actually named back by the Romans. So you can imagine having something like in the forum and somebody gets up there and says, I'm proposing this name Uranus, and really serious. And people just don't get the joke at that point, and they actually go along with it and agree with it. And it reminds me of a muscle car color. So when I was in college, I used to kind of buy and fix up and sell muscle cars to make some extra money. So there's this one muscle car color, and this is from the 1970s, early 70s and late 60s, and it's a yellow, and it's a really bright yellow, and the classic was a Barracuda or a Cuda with this yellow, but it wasn't just called yellow. They wanted to have all these really fun names for these impact colors. So the color name is called Curious Yellow. Now, that doesn't really sound like that's too interesting or controversial or eyebrow raising. So there was this film called I Am Curious Yellow. It was a soft porn film, and it was from Sweden, and it came out in 1967, and it started to make the rounds in the United States, and it was very controversial, and it wasn't allowed to be played in many states in the U.S. It was actually banned. So it was one of these forbidden fruit type films. And what happened, and I know this for a fact because in my previous book, Perceptual Intelligence, I talked about this story. These young guys who were running the marketing department at the muscle car division at Plymouth knew about this film, and they wanted to pull one over and slip in the name Curious Yellow. So what happened was the management, which you can imagine back in the 70s were these like older guys, totally not dialed in to what the equivalent of the millennials were back in the day, who knew about this soft porn film called I Am Curious Yellow. And they just went ahead and just like approved the color name. And so that's how we have that name. So I have to just wonder that there was some Roman astronomer enthusiast who proposed the name Uranus, and now we have the name of the planet Uranus, which is the butt of many well-intended but now trite and hackneyed jokes. Back to vitamin D. Let's reel ourselves back into vitamin D, reeling in, like pulling in a big salmon there. So how can you get vitamin D? The most common is just sunlight. So sunlight through exposure to your skin, your body then creates vitamin D. Of course, you have to balance that with risk of skin damage and wrinkles and skin cancer, which all are increased by the ultraviolet rays from exposure to the sun. So generally, the most safe time to be in the sun is before 10 a.m. in the morning and after 4 p.m. in the afternoon. That's when you have the sun not directly overhead. You've got more of the angle to where you're at, so you have less of that risk. So that's the most common way. Of course, I need always recommend, make all my dermatology friends happy to say that always wear sunscreen outside to protect yourself from those risks. Now, there are foods you can eat as well. So fatty foods like salmon, tuna, mackerel, sardines, anchovies, they have really good amounts of vitamin D. And if you're not into fish, mushrooms you get in the store, I have to clarify that. Regular old mushrooms, they have lots of vitamin D too. And it's also vegetarian in case somebody is vegetarian or vegan. Eggs, another really good source, but it's specifically the egg yolks. Egg yolks have vitamin D. The whites do not have vitamin D. So sans vitamin D in the whites, but con vitamin D with the yolks. See, I just threw in a little French and a little Spanish. We're with the romance languages here in this episode. Who's not going to like romance languages? A lot of foods nowadays come fortified with vitamin D. So milk is really common. Cereals also are a lot of times fortified with vitamin D, as is yogurt, and even different types of nut milks. Actually, I don't think we're allowed to call them nut milks. I think we call them like almond beverages. I think the milk industry got really pissed off that they were trying to like get in on their milk shtick. So I think we call them like almond or soy beverage or hemp beverages. So, but those can be fortified with vitamin D too. Lastly, take a supplement. That's what I personally do. I take vitamin D supplements, and I've had my vitamin D levels checked and everything's in good shape. You just don't want to overdose on vitamin D because it is a fat-soluble vitamin, which means unlike vitamin C, if you take tons and tons of vitamin C, you're going to just pee it out. But if you take vitamin D because it's fat-soluble, it'll get absorbed by your body and it's possible to certainly get overdose and symptoms from it. So the general recommendation on how much vitamin D to take a day, generally, most people, it's 1,000 to 4,000 IUs. For some reason, they don't do milligrams. They do IUs, international units, not milligrams. I don't know why they decided to switch that one up and confuse everybody, but 1,000 to 4,000 generally is considered safe. because I don't get out in the sun very much. And I generally take about 5,000 a day. And for me, that seems to be fine. I'm not in a high range when I have my blood test done. So just to recap, please do not go out in sun, your perineum. Just go out normal before 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m., or you can take supplements, or you can also get lots of vitamin D from various types of foods that we covered as well. So what's in store next week on the No Cap Health Show? So I'm going to be talking about a video that made the rounds after hitting the viral launch pad about a legal performance-enhancing stimulant. So that's going to be a really interesting video, especially if you work out, you want to see if this is something that you can take and is safe and works. So we're going to talk about that one next week. So as we wrap up here, go out, please, and get my book, Influenced, How Social Media Impacts Our Perception, written by Dr. Brian Boxer Wachler. I hear he knows his stuff, and it's available wherever you get books. And follow me on all social media platforms, and please share today's show. And I will see you next week, where we talk about if this is really an effective and safe legal performance-enhancing stimulant. I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Wachler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.